Proclamation number 5613 of 5th of March, 1953. Condition for receiving spiritual good. The spiritual realm can only be explored spiritually, and only the heart is capable of this, but never the intellect. Therefore, anyone who seeks to fathom me must listen within himself to see whether my spirit reveals itself to him, for it gives him what he can never acquire through study. Only through my spirit can he investigate all things, only I myself can give him enlightenment, and this through the spiritual spark which is in all of you and expresses itself when he calls it to express itself through your heart. And you do this when you develop love within yourselves and thereby establish the connection of the spiritual spark within you with the Eternal Father Spirit. When you, through shaping yourselves into love, make yourselves able to hear the manifestation of my Spirit, but then you will be able to experience everything, then no limits will be set for you. Then you will be able to penetrate areas which remain hidden to every rational researcher. But then you will not only desire to know for your own sake but 5th of the 3rd 1953 you will be urged to pass on what you have received, and therefore it will be given to you as often as you want to receive my spiritual expressions. You receive the pure truth from me. It is knowledge which you once possessed but which was lost to you when you became imperfect through sin. But it is knowledge which you must possess if you want to be blissfully happy, for it is part of perfection that you have the right knowledge again, that you know about all spiritual things, about all correlations and about your purpose. And therefore it is already a degree of maturity of soul when you are allowed to receive this knowledge from my hand. For the soul's maturity is conditional upon love, and the same condition must be fulfilled if my spirit is to express itself in you. Thus a certain degree of maturity of the soul must first be reached before the human being is able to recognize, before he knows the pure truth which is its origin in me. But the intellect can also be well developed in people who completely fail to mature spiritually. Therefore, the intellect cannot guarantee the truth as long as the human being's heart is not filled with love. Thus spiritual knowledge cannot be acquired by way of intellectual reflection. And this also explains why most people lack the right realization. The conditions for receiving the truth from me are no longer fulfilled by people, love is no longer practiced, and this signifies spiritual darkness, a state where humanity lacks all spiritual knowledge, where there is no possibility to convey the pure truth from me to it. For even if it is conveyed by an enlightened person it will not be accepted, because people lack the ability to judge truth and error. The intellect alone is incapable of scrutiny, and the heart, which would be capable of it, is mute, it is dead without love, thus it is only a purely physical organ, for it only comes alive through love. The soul which enters the kingdom of the beyond after its death completely without realization, where everything around it is dark and it cannot find its way around, suffers the greatest damage. In earthly life it can certainly acquire light because it can use its vitality to work with love, but in the beyond it no longer has any strength and therefore cannot acquire anything either. In the beyond, however, only spiritual knowledge is considered wealth, for all intellectual knowledge is a share of earth and lost in the beyond because the soul passes over without knowledge, thus in spiritual darkness. For this reason the human being should acquire spiritual knowledge on earth and thus gain it through loving activity, then it will become light in him. Knowledge will already make him happy on earth and mean a treasure for him in the spiritual kingdom, the use of which will make him supremely happy and which can never ever be taken away from him. Knowledge is light. Knowledge is the sign of perfection as soon as it corresponds to truth. This is why this knowledge absolutely has to originate from me myself, because I alone can distribute truth and convey it to those who have a loving heart towards me and to whom I can reveal myself through the heart. Amen.